Next, Strasbourg. Ursula von der Leyen faces a crunch vote today. She wants another 5 years as Commission President. She has the backing of EU leaders, but needs to win a vote in the European Parliament. Earlier this morning, in the past hour, she addressed the European Parliament and she spoke about Gaza.
I want to be very clear. The bloodshed in Gaza must stop now. Too many children, women and civilians have lost their lives as a result of Israel's response to Hamas' brutal terror. The people of Gaza cannot bear any more and humanity cannot bear any more. We need an immediate and enduring ceasefire. We need the release of Israeli hostages and we need to prepare for the day after.
Juliet Gash of our political staff is in Strasbourg. What else did Ursula von der Leyen say in her address, Juliet?
Well, Cian, she's still going. She's been talking for 48 minutes or so now, a very passionate speech at times. I suppose the largest applause came in a few points in the speech, one where she was speaking about ending the era of dependency on dirty Russian fossil fuels. She said never again would they forget how Putin cut off Europe from those fossil fuels and now Europe has switched to cheaper, sustainable methods of energy. She also got massive applause when she said that some people in Europe are playing along in terms of courting Russia, perhaps. And she said a European prime minister went on an appeasement mission in a thinly veiled reference to Viktor Orban visiting Moscow in recent days.
Juliet, Ursula von der Leyen has lobbied MEPs for support for weeks. Does she have that support now as she heads into the vote?
Well, look, with this passionate speech and seeing the applause she's gotten, there do seem that some waverers may have moved towards her cause. I was looking at the faces of some of the Green MEPs. They've officially said that they're going to make up their minds at a meeting taking place after the speech this morning. There are 53 of them, which would certainly add to her numbers, and it's quite a disciplined grouping here. On paper, she has around 400 votes from three big parties that outwardly support her. But as we know, some members of those, e.g. Renew, the Fianna Fáil MEPs, are not supporting her, and I don't think those comments on Gaza today will have gone far enough because there are no new commitments, I suppose, in that regard. There are some French MEPs as well who won't vote for her. It is very tight, but I would imagine at this stage she will probably shade it.
Every vote is crucial. She did bring up the issue in relation to Gaza. That issue itself has caused four Fianna Fáil TDs to vote against her. And earlier in the week when we were in Strasbourg, we heard how nine Irish MEPs are opposing her. But there's one independent, Kieran Mullooly, who hasn't made his mind up yet. What's his position there? Because he was talking to her yesterday.
That's right, Cian. He met with her yesterday and he said he set out his stall. He interestingly told us that a lot of people who voted for him brought up the Gaza issue with him and said they really did not support the re-election of Ursula von der Leyen. Now, he said he was going to listen to this speech this morning. She also published a 30-page guidelines document that does mention Gaza. Again, it doesn't go as far as some people may like, so it's unclear whether he will definitely support her. As you say, every vote counts. She needs the magic number of 361 to retain her seat.
Juliet Gash, thanks for joining us this morning.